Both the House and Senate are debating President Bush's request for $87 billion additional dollars to continue operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. The House debate is largely about getting better accounting for how the money is spent. In the Senate, a bipartisan group is trying to convert some of the aid package into loans. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Debate in the House of Representatives yesterday began with stories from the recent congressional trips to Iraq. California Republican Jerry Lewis spoke of the emotion he felt flying over Iraq in a Black Hawk helicopter, looking down at the ruined countryside and signs of rebuilding.
Endless farmhouses, kids running out of the houses, families running out of the fields, waving at the helicopters. I can tell you they weren't waving at the congressmen. They didn't know we were there. They were waving at American troops who are there providing them with an opportunity for peace and indeed for freedom in the years ahead.
And there were Democrats who traveled to Iraq who echoed that feeling, like Washington State's Norman Dix.
This was a very revealing trip, and I think we're doing the right thing. But we got to continue to stay with it, bring in our international allies, and get this job done.
Other Democrats who have not traveled to Iraq say at this point in the U.S. military operation, there's no choice but to continue spending money on reconstruction, on health care, clean water projects, and increased security. But there were also Democrats who argued yesterday that those kinds of projects need to be funded here in the United States. Among them were the members of the Congressional Black Caucus, all Democrats. That caucus announced that unless President Bush gives them more details about how the money will be used and a better idea of his exit strategy, they will vote against the $87 billion. At a time when so many Democrats are vowing their support for the bill, Black Caucus member and Michigan Democrat Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick appealed directly to the public to enter the debate.
This is a very difficult time for me as a member of this body to come before you and ask you to seek out, to write, to call, to email, and to fax your United States Congressperson, your United States Senator, and the President of the United States, letting us know, America, how you feel about $87 billion being spent on the country of Iraq at this time.
Another change many Democrats and even some Republicans are pushing for is greater accounting of the money if it is approved. One amendment likely to be offered in the House later today would require regular reporting from the Bush administration about how the money for reconstruction and military operations is actually being spent. Republican leaders in the House say that could tie the president's hands when he most needs flexibility. And in the Senate, a group of senators from both parties held a series of closed meetings yesterday on an amendment they will likely propose today. It would offer about half of the reconstruction money in grants, the other half in loans, with incentives meant to encourage other nations to forgive Iraqi debt and add to the pool of grant money. But the White House and the Senate leadership opposed that idea. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist.
I feel very strongly that as we address this issue that centers on a people's, a country that is in desperate need, that the most appropriate route is that of grants, that any discussion of loans, any consideration of loans simply sends a signal inconsistent with why we are in Iraq now.
And the White House is lobbying hard to keep a loan measure from passing in the Senate. Yesterday, both Vice President Dick Cheney and Secretary of State Colin Powell came to Capitol Hill for closed meetings with senators on the subject. A final vote in both chambers is expected by tomorrow. Members of Congress hope to work out the differences between the House and Senate versions next week so they can offer it for the president's pen before the International Donors Conference starts in Madrid. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.